You want great hardwood flooring at unbeatable prices? Trust Lumber Liquidators. We buy direct from the mills. Call right now to get our flooring guide and catalog absolutely free. It's filled with top quality hardwood flooring, including solid hardwoods, laminates, and bamboos, and even Bella Wood prefinished flooring with a 100-year transferable warranty. The same floor Bob Vila has in his home. This free catalog is full of tips, ideas, and our flooring project list to make your buying decisions easy. Hurry, call right now to get a copy of this free guide and catalog. Call 800-690-9230 to get your free copy now. 800-690-9230. 800-690-9230.
The savings are heating up at West County Nissan. Discounts up to $12,000 off new Nissans this month only. Or get 0% financing now on Altimas, Maximas, Armadas, Rogues, Muranos, and more. Go to westcountynissan.com and receive a real quote in just minutes. And get huge discounts on new Nissans this month only at West County Nissan. Located just 1 mile west of Highway 141 on Manchester Road in Baldwin. Discounts include all incentives and rebates, 0% in lieu of customer cash.
Pinions Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Great opinions on the air.
So join his partners and him.
FM. Oh, we're full of chat, and we're full of chit, and we think you'll get lots of
golden showers.
Are those in the forecast?
I think we'll take any kind of shower.
Playhouse on the air.
Well, good afternoon, and welcome to the July 26th edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by Matheny Heating and Cooling, celebrating 70 years this year. Hey, what would happen if... Will urine kill grass? I guess it's not good for grass.
Dog's pee kills grass.
Okay. Well, there's certain areas where it's greener. I think it's the guy dog is good for it and the girl dog is bad for it.
Really?
Huh.
I'm just trying to think of ways, like, to collect from the sewer system just the urine and use it to irrigate. I'm just thinking. I'm trying to think green or yellow in this case. All right, we're brought to you by Matheny Heating and Cooling. Let's tell you who we are. Our control board operator is Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you are getting ready to receive a lump sum distribution from a 401k, now would be a great time to sit down with Mark and Jason and explore all of your options. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
Tina Dalpiez is here, and before we went on the air during the break, a pretty explicit sexual discussion, the kind of thing you can't do in a professional workplace, but we do it here all the time. And it's actually illegal in many companies, but thank goodness it's not here. Tina, say hi to everybody.
Hi, everybody, and happy birthday, Barb.
Okay, happy birthday, Barb. That directly from Tina Dalpiez. Dan Strauss in the house with Trouser Mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Oh, just fabulous.
It sure
hi,
sounds
everybody.
Like it. Oh, it's I can tell by the way great. You said it, it's going fabulous. Yeah. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind, Dan.
No. No, I've never heard that. As you replace the water in your lawn, you sprinkle what?
Cheese.
Sprinkle cheese on your grass and your grass will grow.
Really?
That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard of. You know what it sounds like? It sounds like somebody didn't have anything funny to say. So he said that. Don't ever do that again. Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra, everybody. I'm pretty excited about something. I don't have a date when this is actually going to happen, but I know that it's a goal now to get this piece of technology. The folks at Matheny, and of course, most, I'm sure everybody knows, they come out and they fix your heating and air conditioning, and if you need a new unit, they replace it. But they also have this, you can take your cell phone And I just have to tell you, I think this is the greatest thing. You can control your thermostat in your house. He showed me. Tom Matheny took out his phone, and he said, here, here's the thermostat in our office. And it looks, the phone looks just like a thermostat. Blue, red, arrows, hotter, colder, temperature setting.
You don't have to be in the house to do it. You can do it anywhere?
No, and it showed us, sitting at lunch, he said, oh, here's the temperature right now at the office. And it was 73 or whatever. And it was set at 71. There's that float, like 1 degree float either way. And he said, you know, this is really very simple to do in anybody's house. You just swap out the thermostat. There's no major wiring. I think all you have to have in your home is Wi-Fi. And the thermostat, it becomes a device that picks up the Wi-Fi signal. Your phone
is just another panel for it.
Yeah, it's simple. I'm going to do this. This is, I'm serious. I think this is the greatest.
Go home and it's cool
well,
for you.
Well, because look at look at your electric bill if you have it when it comes. Get ready. Holy.
Oh, thank goodness for budget billing.
Yeah,
that's all I have to say.
Have to, but my water bill was $40 higher than normal.
And I think to just, if you know nobody's going to be home for 9 hours, 8 hours, kick it up to 78 or something. And then an hour before you go home, tap it down right on your phone. So that's something you may want to talk to them about. I don't have a price yet, but it's you know, as things go, relatively inexpensive to do. It's a thermostat swap out. Now, a couple of things you need to know about Matheny. Like any other business, there are people who will try to get your business by telling you their service is less expensive. Stay away from that. This is one area you don't want to price shop. Now, certainly you don't want to overpay, and you're not ever going to do that with Matheny. But anybody who wants to make the biggest part of their sales pitch, our service is less expensive. No, red flag, big red flag. If you put in a new system, and this is so important, it's not just a matter of the compressor outside and the heat exchanger or whatever they call it inside, and you've got some ducts and vents already, and that's it. It's not it. There are so many homes where the installation has been done improperly. There's this hold return air versus, it's a science. They've tried to explain it to me at Matheny, and I don't know that I understand it, but I do understand this. For all the air that goes out, air has to come in, and then there's that whole exchange that takes place, and it's all about volume and space and cubic feet. Let somebody put the right system in, because if you think, well, I'll just get a big system, and if it's enough BTUs, it'll do the job. It doesn't matter if it's a system that would cool Union Station. If the ductwork isn't right, if there have been modifications that have screwed up the proper exchange of air, it's going to be inefficient, and it's not going to function right, and it's going to cost you more in energy. It really is a pretty complicated thing that not just anybody can do. Matheny would be happy to explain how that works. And here's the other thing. Their service people are not salespeople. You've all had people come to your house to service, and while they're there, they try to sell you something that their company sells. No, service people are service people. They're never going to pressure you or tell you, well, you know, it might be time for a new system. No, they're there to service, and they'll do a great job, and they'll reward you for being AM and the PM. 15% off your first service call. If you just tell them you're AM and the PM. And then the planned service agreement, they'll discount that too if you tell them you're AM and the PM. 70 years this year. Matheny Heating and Cooling. 314-727-9000. There was a story this morning in the paper, and I should have cut it out. I didn't. But I forgot what state it was where they finally voted to allow tattoo parlors. Some places tattoo parlors are not legal.
Hmm.
I didn't know that.
And they said that 2 years ago, they decided to legalize tattoo parlors, and in that 2 years, almost 400 tattoo parlors have opened. I'm amazed. If you go to...
How can they do that, though? Tattoos are legal. How can they stop...
No, they can do it with zoning, and I don't know how they do it, but I'm telling you, they voted, and then all these tattoo parlors opened. But my point is, there must be a lot of people this last 10 years getting tattoos.
Oh, my goodness.
Go to, like Lake of the Ozarks or any sort of
vacation
Myrtle
destination.
Beach.
People do it on vacation,
You count the tattoo parlors, and sometimes they're a block apart. Now, to stay in business, they got to be doing a lot of tattoos.
I think they know that people,
imbibe on vacation. Yeah. So they'll go, that's a great idea. Let's all go get a tattoo together.
Well, the ideal place would be like Panama City, some spring break.
Oh, my goodness. I'm sure there's a bunch of them. Yeah.
The tattoo business, who'd ever thought that that would be as big a business as it has?
And you have to be pretty much an artist, don't you?
Well, I would think so. I don't think just anybody can take a
I think word gets around the better ones, but I don't think there's any... I mean, besides the health things that you have to go through, I don't think you have to pass a... But if you're not good, you're not going to, make
I don't mean to be judgmental here, but I will say this to the young women of the world. I don't care how pretty you are. When I see that from the shoulder to your wrist, your whole arm is tattooed...
Turn off.
In my mind, you just became the operator of the Ferris wheel, okay? You just got out of prison. Seriously.
Total turn off.
It just completely contradicts the rest of your look.
Boy, about 50 years from now, there's going to be a bunch of 75-year-old women with stretchy tattoos on their lower back.
And you may say, if you're a woman in your 20s or 30s, you may say, oh, no, I love my... I think you're lying. I think... In a short time after you do it and you look at it and you look in the mirror, I think you're already sorry you did.
And they don't stay pretty. They turn into that.
They fade.
Well, here's the other thing. How many times have you seen somebody go by with a complete, total, full arm or both arms and ever been able to tell what it is? I can't tell what it is. Swirls and colors.
Yeah.
You're not going to stop and go, hey, explain your tattoo to me. What is that? It's just a bunch of colors. And yeah, the colors are pretty, but...
And the women that get them on their boobs, too.
Oh, don't do that. No.
Tarnish. No. Don't tarnish those
don't
things.
Do that. We had... earlier, Vic and Trish had an ad.
I think it's Martin.
What is it?
Martin.
They had an advertising guy on, and he's an ad agency guy, and he's talking about comedy, humor, and advertising. And it's all because of an article this morning in USA Today about these insurance companies, Geico, Progressive, Allstate. They do these funny, goofy commercials to sell insurance. And what I thought was really funny was that he's using some examples of humor used by companies to effectively sell their product. And he starts talking about Jimmy Fallon. And Jimmy Fallon and the baby, yet he can't remember the name of the card.
Oh, right.
And Trish said, I think it's American Express. And then finally, I guess Vic or somebody said it's Capital One. But what I thought was so funny was, well, what you've just done basically is told us this is not a good idea because you can't remember the card. And then he referred to the Darth Vader kid, the kid trying to start the car.
Right.
And he kept saying the car. And I kept thinking, you don't know which car it was or you would say the name of the car. And that's my problem a lot of times with really clever, funny, the cleverness or the comedy is so good that it completely overshadows the product. You don't remember the product, but you remember the kid starting the car.
But I think I remember the baby one. Isn't that E-Trade?
Yes.
For some reason, I don't know why I remember that one.
But would you do stock market trading online because you saw a baby in a high chair?
No,
I wouldn't either.
I just think it's a cute commercial.
It's cute, but I wonder... You know what? I saved some of this information from this morning's...
No, if I'm going to do something with money, I want to make sure it's somebody who's serious and knows what they're doing.
Yeah, hang on here, because this actually is some pretty interesting stuff here. First of all, the budget, the advertising budget for Progressive. Progressive has Flow. How many different Flow commercials do you think they have shot for TV since they started in, I think, 2008.
Oh, man.
They started in 2008. 75 exactly.
Wow.
Ooh. She's done 75 of these TV commercials. Her name, that Flo, is Stephanie Courtney. I've told you before, I actually deliberately will not have Progressive because I can't stand those commercials. I that's how much I dislike them.
Well, the Geico guy doesn't get much money, does he? The little Geico guy?
The little lizard?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, the guy does the voice has got a good gig. That's been going for a while. It says that Progressive has done Flow since 2008. They've done 75 TV commercials. Now, Allstate, I'm not particularly wild about the guy with the voice, the deep voice guy, you know. Now, I do like it when one guy's talking and his voice changes to the deep voice guy.
Yeah.
I like that. But here's the point. Allstate, for five consecutive years now, has lost market share. even after all the money they've put into these Allstate commercials. Who do you think the industry leader, the number one home car insurance company is?
AAA?
No.
Travelers.
State Farm?
State Farm, which I find interesting because...
Do they still use Like a Good Neighbor? Do they use that anymore?
But isn't this interesting that you don't know that, and I don't know that, and I can't sit here and even recall any specific State Farm commercial?
Because don't you remember they have people singing, and they change...
Like a Good Neighbor.
Yeah, they have different voices singing.
But their TV commercials don't jump out as anything memorable to me, yet they're...
Oh, the advertising people hate me because I don't think I've seen a commercial in at least a couple of years. Everything I watch is recorded.
Check this out. Geico, Progressive, State Farm, and Allstate outspend Budweiser, Coca-Cola, Home Depot. They spend more money than people like Coca-Cola.
That insurance gig must be a
big business. Yes. Now, here's another interesting statistic from this article. Only 1 in 10 people, and by the way, this number hasn't changed for 10 years. For 10 years, it's been the same. Only 1 in 10 people actually switch carriers, policies. In other words, if I'm with State Farm and I see Flo on TV, I'm going to call and switch it over. Only 1 in 10 does that. They tend to stay. You know how I think a lot of people end up with their insurance companies? And this is how, when I got married, I ended up going to the agent that my dad used.
Right.
Our family's agent was a Safeco agent. So I knew him because I'd had a wreck at 17. So when I get on my own, I get married. I got his number from my parents, and I called him. I said, we're going to need insurance. I think that's how you start. Now, what happens after that, you know, sometimes you don't have a choice. They cancel you.
Yeah.
Then you got to find somebody else. But it's just interesting. The advertising budget for Progressive is $500 million. So as a guy who spent some time in the ad agency business, I can tell you that when you get the call that you're the new agency for Progressive, pop the champagne corks because you just made, for your agency, $75 million. Agencies generally work on about 15%.
And what must their, you know, net profits be if they're spending that much on advertising?
What's wrong with that picture?
It's an interesting study. What else is going on? Well, I thought maybe I'd heard the worst of the worst stories about these animal hoarders. No, I have the worst story right here. They have gone into a house in Seaside, California, where they found 113 dead kittens. A cat hoarder. And by the way, that's the number of dead kittens. There were sick adult cats. Who are these people?
That's awful.
They're sick.
All right. Sally Ride. I did not know she was gay. Did anybody in here?
You know what? I've never even heard of her before she passed away.
Yeah, I didn't
either. Oh, you've never even heard the name?
No.
Really?
But I don't see why it makes any difference.
Well, it doesn't make any difference. I just think that it's interesting that now the articles come out. One of the reasons I mention it is because her sister, and I don't know how common this is, that two sisters, they'd both be gay, but her sister's a lesbian. Her sister's name, Sally Ride's sister's name, and if you're going to be a lesbian, I guess this is a pretty good name to have, especially if you want to be like a biker bar type lesbian. Her first name is Bear, B-E-A-R.
Oh.
Bear Ride.
That has to be a nickname.
I don't know. That's her name, Bear.
But that's proof that it's genetic, because somebody that used to work here told us that he knew a family, and I think there was 5 brothers or something, and 3 or 4 of them were... ended up gay.
Wow. Mm-hmm. All right, here's a very interesting little fact. And I would not have thought this was true, but I'm trying to think of an exception, and there's not one. According to this article on Sally Ride, in the middle of the article, they say that no active player in the 4 major pro sports in this country, football, basketball, baseball, and hockey, has ever come out as gay while they were playing. How about that? There have been a few retired players who said, oh, by the way, I was gay. But no active player has ever come out. And yeah, I wonder how many there are, though.
Oh, there's
and
more than we think.
If one would, then I wonder if there'd be others that would follow. Okay, he came out.
I don't know. With sports, that's a tough thing.
That is a tough
thing. Locker rooms.
But it's not just that. It's the image. It's that football.
Tough. Macho.
Yeah. You don't. It just doesn't fit the image. Anna Marie Annie Gito has passed away. I did not know Annie Gito. I don't really even know the Charlie Gito, but I read the obituary on Annie Gito, and I just wanted to extend my sympathies and thoughts to the family, because the few times I've been to Charlie Gito's, and even Charlie Gito Jr.'s place, they have a place in Harris, too, and I've been there a couple times. A terrific, terrific restaurant. And it's another one of those stories of hard work and success and washing dishes and the family serving and washing dishes and bussing tables and a great American entrepreneur success story, the Gito family.
Did they come over from Italy? Or?
No, I don't think so. They married when they were 20 and 21. Charlie Gito married her, and it said they opened their first restaurant. It was Gito's Pizzeria on Macklin in 1956. She was the cook, the bookkeeper. He ran the restaurant. She also did part-time secretarial work on the side. And as a guy who has watched two sons in the restaurant business, I read this, and I just thought, well, I have a pretty good idea how hard this family worked to get where they are. And I think they probably deserve everything they've got. Charlie Gito's a great place. And Annie Gito gone at 81. Oh, man, I hope I have time for this. I think I do. If you saw the story or heard the story about this police officer who has been arrested and brought up on charges because of a guy that was at Lumiere Casino downtown, and he filed formal charges against this cop because he said he was assaulted, and so they've suspended the patrol. This is one of these stories where you go, who in the world would ever want to be a cop anymore? You can't do anything. The guy's 39 years old, Charles Proctor, police officer. They arrested him, suspicion of second-degree assault, which is a felony, and third-degree assault. This happened on July 5th. Jermaine Lacey, 35, from St. Louis, acknowledges in this interview that was in the Post-Dispatch that he knew he was not supposed to be in the Lumiere Casino. All right? He said, I was guilty of trespassing, but they had no rights to put their hands on me. It gets better. It gets better. This cop was on duty. A little fight breaks out. This guy, Lacey, wants to borrow $20 from a gambler. I'll pay you back $25 if you loan me $20. Well, he loses the money. So there's a little altercation. The cop steps into the picture because there's kind of a little scuffle or an altercation going on. So this Lacey, who's filed the charges against the cop, says, I know that I'm guilty of trespassing, and I know I've got a big mouth, but that's just me. He's got a criminal record. 2001 statutory rape involving a 12-year-old victim that landed him on the sex offender list. This is the guy now who has filed charges against the cop. Uh-huh. A little bit of his history. He says that as a condition of his probation, he's not supposed to be in a casino. In fact, there was an order of protection issued banning him from the premises. But he said the temptation was too strong. He says casinos are like my home away from home. So once he gets in there, he borrows this money, can't pay it back. They call a security guard over. He says that he tried to leave. This is the Lacey now, the guy who shouldn't have been there to begin with. But the state trooper stopped him and cuffed him. So he wants medical attention right away. He's got asthma. All of a sudden, he's got asthma. He's uncomfortable, and he's got a bad knee. So the cop arrives and says, you're not supposed to be here. Apparently, they knew this guy. You should stay away from casinos. And this guy, Lacey, responds to the cop when he says, you're not supposed to be there. Here's his response. Yeah, and you ought to stay away from Kentucky Fried Chicken because the cop was heavy.
Oh. That's not very smart.
Yeah, here's my first bit of advice. Don't say that to a cop. I would never, if a cop said to me, well, maybe you ought to whatever, and I said, well, maybe you ought not to eat so much. Mm-hmm. Not a good idea. Yet, the end result to all this is, now you got a cop who's got to defend himself. Mm. He's brought up on charge. He's taken off or suspended. Oh, my goodness. I don't know. Frustrating, I'm sure, to be a cop these days. And a huge surge in gun sales after the thing in Aurora. I'm sure a lot of people like to feel safer, want to have guns. Regardless of your take on that, I remind you and invite you, if you're in the market for one, go see our friends at Pistols Plus in Osage Beach, Missouri. Maybe I will run into you there this weekend at Pistols Plus. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
By request, Harold, yes, it has been a while. I'm happy to tell this joke today. It's the story of a young woman who lives with her dad. Dad and mom been divorced for a long time. They don't speak. Mom's out of the picture. But dad, she and dad are pretty tight. She says, Daddy, after dinner, she says, I got some exciting news. He says, what's that, baby? She says, I am getting married. He says, well, my baby's getting married. Do I know this lucky young man? She says, well, I brought him by here once. You met him, Pierre. He says, Pierre? Wait a minute. The French guy. The French guy? You're marrying the French guy? She said, yes, I'm so excited. Oh, so excited. He said, well, hold on here. This is not going to happen. I can't... You want my blessing? Is that what you want? She says, well, yeah. He said, not going to get it. You're not marrying a French guy. She says, why not? He says, listen, baby, I've been around. I know some things. I was in the service. I've been in France. French guys are weird when it comes to the bedroom. And I don't want to get too specific. You're my daughter. This is uncomfortable. She said, Daddy, what are you talking about? He said, well, honey, they're different. French guys, how should I put this? They get you in bed, and they like to switch ends. She said, what? He said, I'm not going to get too specific. Head should be somewhere. Feet should be somewhere. They like to switch ends. She says, oh, this is ridiculous. How ridiculous? We're getting married, and I want you at the wedding. He said, no, I won't come. Well, they have the wedding, and he won't go. Her dad will not go. Won't have anything to do with it. After they're married about 3 months, she calls. She says, Daddy, haven't heard from you? Is everything okay? Are you okay? He says, yeah, more importantly, how's that marriage going to that French guy? She says, it's going great. He said, has he suggested switching ends in bed? She says, no, he's never once suggested that. He said, all right, it's coming. He will. He will. Don't say I didn't warn you. 6 months goes by. She calls him, Daddy, how you doing? He said, I'm fine. How's everything with your French husband? She says, it's wonderful. We're having such a great life together. And he said, has he suggested switching ends in bed? She said, Daddy, I'm not even going to have this discussion. No. They're married about 10 months. One night, they're getting ready for bed, and her husband says, you know, tonight, I thought maybe we could switch ends in bed. She says, what did you say? He said, change it up a little. I thought tonight we could switch ends. She goes to the closet, gets a suitcase, throws it open, starts just piling clothes in. He said, mon chéri, what are you doing? She says, what am I doing? I'm leaving. That's what I'm doing. I should have listened to my daddy. He said this would happen. He said that you would suggest switching ends in bed. He said, but... I don't understand. Don't you want to have children?
With your Golden Oak Living traffic, here's Frank Ladd. Frank?
Thank you, Tina. They got a stall now southbound on 270 just past Dorset. That one's on the right shoulder. Use some caution there. They've cleared that accident southbound on 270 at Tesson Ferry, and all that volume has cleared out as well, thinned out quite a bit down in South County. It's working with a stall now 270 eastbound, the ramp from Lindbergh, southbound 141 at Romaine Creek. Had a crash reported in the left lane. Southbound 270 still slow between Ladue and Doherty Ferry. 270 eastbound up in North County are on the brakes now between McDonald and New Florissant. 70 westbound heavy between 370 and T.R. Hughes in Pocket. Westbound 5570 is heavy from 3rd Street to the Poplar Street Bridge. Westbound Highway 40 headed out of the city's logo between the Poplar and Jefferson. Then again, the Science Center out to McCausland. Ballast out to Maryville Center Drive. And then in pockets between Clarkson and the Boone Bridge. 40 eastbound still backing up to near Jefferson headed towards the Poplar. This update is brought to you by the St. Louis Bread Company. Get a delicious midday boost of flavor with a fresh fruit smoothie from St. Louis Bread Company. Go for a tart black cherry, tropical mango, or sweet strawberry, each blended to your order using Stonyfield Farm low-fat organic vanilla yogurt. Try one today at your neighborhood St. Louis Bread Company. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Frank Ladd on the Big 550 KTRS.
When R&R Sanitation says they'll drop off a porta potty anywhere in the region, they're not kidding. They once dropped off a porta potty on the corner of a parade route. That's what you get with R&R Sanitation. Service, reliability, dependability. They're clean and they're bigger, which makes them cleaner longer, which means you don't spend as much money servicing them. R&R Sanitation, St. Louis owned, St. Louis operated. They're the best. Having some work done on the house? Are you in charge of a charitable event? Maybe a construction firm? The point is, R&R Sanitation porta potties, 314-776-4000. They're bigger, they're better, and they're made better. Which means they're better porta potties. And I know you're laughing. Better porta potties. He's selling porta potties. Yes, I am. He's selling porta potties. Yes, I am. Than having a bad porta potty. That's why you need R&R Portation. 314-776-4000 or rnrportabletoilets.com. They want your stinking business. R&R Sanitation.
Hi, George Weber. Weber Chevrolet is taking Weber Value Pricing and making it even better to clear out the final 2012s. Using Weber Value Pricing and Weber Trade Assistance, you pay only $13.9 for a new Cruze. $13.9 for the best-selling car in the St. Louis area. The Weber Value Price on all trucks is $2,500 under employee price. That's right. Take employee price, subtract all rebates, then you pay $2,500 less on all trucks, including Silverado, Equinox, and Traverse. As always, there are no gimmicks. Everyone qualifies for the Weber Value Price with no asterisks and no fine print. $13.9 for a Cruze and $2,500 under employee price for all trucks. Finally, July kicks off our Muscular Dystrophy fundraiser. For every new and pre-owned vehicle we sell, we will donate $100 to the MDA. Help us break last year's record. $13.9 for a Cruze and $2,500 under employee price for every truck. Now that's total confidence pricing. Only at Weber Chevrolet. Four locations are at WeberChevrolet.com.
This is Wilson with AAR Contracting, all about roofing. What if you could sell yourself a roof and keep the commission? By now, if your neighborhood was hit by a hailstorm, you've had over 100 out-of-town salespeople knocking at your door and sticking flyers everywhere. Wouldn't you like to tell them where to really stick those flyers? So why should you listen to this ad for AAR Contracting, all about roofing? Does it matter that AAR has a 40-year local A-plus rating with the BBB and is listed in the local phone book? Yes, it does. It means that AAR, all about roofing, didn't just show up for the storm. I know they all say, we plan to stay. Sorry, it's a lie. Once the roofs are done, they're gone, and so is your warranty. Call AAR today, mention this show, and I'll pay you the 10% sales commission on your roof. 314-445-5745. 314-445-5745. Call now and get the commission. 445-5745. 314-445-5745. 445-5745.
Hi, I'm Kevin Svindt, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote can save you time and money buying life insurance. Recently, a man called saying he and his wife wanted life insurance but didn't have time to shop around. I got their pertinent information, then quickly shopped the highly rated term life companies we represent for the couple's best rates. Well, I was able to find the man, 45 and in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for just over $31 a month. And his wife, 42 and in excellent health, the same policy for only $21 a month.
For your free quote, call 1-800-900-5737. That's 1-800-900-5737. 1-800-900-5737. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Attention all women over 18. If you don't have a facial exfoliating brush yet, we need your help, and you need ours. We're Hydroxytone, and we have one mission, to set a world record by giving away 1 million free Sonic Microderm facial brushes in 24 hours. We're calling it the Million Brush Giveaway, and we need your help to reach our goal. So please call now and tell us where to send your free facial brush. 1-800-500-6515. Exfoliating, softening, smoothing, renewing your skin for youthful radiance. This luxurious facial brush is top of the line, valued at $60. But call now and you can get it free during our Million Brush giveaway. Just cover the minimal shipping and processing. Again, we're trying to give away a million free facial brushes in 24 hours, so we need your help. If you want a flawless, younger-looking complexion, call immediately to get your free facial brush now. 1-800-500-6515. That's 1-800-500-6515. 1-800-500-6515.
When Christian Hospital's chief of surgery, Dr. Jay Jensen, needed life-saving surgery of his own, he could have gone anywhere, but he chose Christian Hospital. Dr. Jensen knows that Christian is not only one of the top hospitals within BJC Healthcare, we're also ranked among the top hospitals in the entire St. Louis region by U.S. News & World Report. Watch Dr. Jensen tell his story at ChristianCares.org. Christian Hospital. Care for life. Member BJC Healthcare.
Don't be fooled by these out-of-town roofers. Make sure you hire someone who's been here yesterday, who'll be here today, and who'll be here tomorrow. I'm talking about John Beal Roofing. Three generations in the St. Louis metropolitan area. Residential, commercial, industrial. John Beal Roofing not only can fix your roof, they're up to date on all the latest products, procedures, and building codes. John Beal Roofing, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. That's 1-800-NEW-ROOF or johnbealroofing.com.
You used to nurse me.
Change my diapers.
Take care of me 24 hours a day.
Mom.
Dad.
I need you.
There's all these things I'm feeling that I never felt before.
I need to know about sex.
Love.
Values.
I need you to tell me what you think.
I need you to tell me where you stand.
Help me make the right choices.
Mom. Dad. Talk with me. You always say I'm still your little girl.
A message from the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services.
And now the moment so many of you have been waiting for, when we make our way out to Southern California, where Mike Evans is standing by, courtesy of Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. Here's the website, thompsonprice.com. Start there. You'll be glad you did. Give it up for Mike Evans, everybody.
Yeah.
Pop quiz question.
All right.
Name the name of the celebrity who was teased and beat up as a kid.
Alan Alda.
In school.
No.
Will Smith. Sandra Bullock. Steven Tyler. Answer in just a minute. Yesterday we talked a little bit about Tito's son taking over the guardianship of Michael Jackson's kids. It appears that the real culprit in this whole thing is Janet Jackson, who has really been involved in trying to get the estate taken off the Michael Jackson's estate, being taken off the legalization of the kids and all the money that they control, and she wants to put in her name.
Well, of course she does.
I don't even like Janet Jackson.
Which one is the identical twin of Michael? The one which one looks
LaToya.
Just like Michael?
LaToya,
yeah. She looks exactly like Michael.
Doesn't Janet have enough of her own money? What the?
No, she's not. She's broke.
Really?
How could she be?
You know, LaToya is weird. You haven't seen LaToya. She hasn't been a part of this. Marlon and Randy and Jackie and Rebe and Janet and Tito and Jermaine. Everybody's been involved in this, but LaToya, which is kind of strange.
Yeah, that's sad that she's the normal one now.
It is sad.
All fighting over the dead guy's money.
Unbelievable. TV news, two new reality shows involving criminals. The first is produced by celebrity chef Gordon Ramsay.
Can't stand him.
It's about three inmates that run a small sandwich shop inside a London jail. These guys are actually in jail. I can't wait for Gordon Ramsay to start screaming at them. They pull a shiv on him.
Yeah.
Let him have it.
Yeah, yell at these guys.
Yeah, really. The other is Redemption Incorporated. It's an apprentice-type show that pits eight recently released ex-cons against each other doing tasks like on Apprentice, trying to be legitimate businessmen.
Oh,
you just can't make this stuff up. ABC's answer to Big Brother is a show called Glass House. Could be the worst show I've ever seen. If you get a chance to see it, don't. It is horrible.
I won't even watch Big Brother.
Big Brother's a great show.
Is it?
Mariah Carey. Says she will use tough love on the contestants on American Idol.
Sure.
Translation. Well, she's been appointed the mean one. That's what that's all about.
Yeah.
And the scoop is Ryan Seacrest not too happy that Mariah's part of the show. First of all, she's making more money than him right out of the gate. And there's no secret, Mariah Carey can be a bit of a jerk, so that too.
I don't know that I blame him about the money part. He's been there since day one.
Yeah. Right, they didn't have a choice. They need to get somebody quick.
Well, I'd give them another choice they don't have. You want to keep me as the host, then I'll make at least as much as she does.
Yep. Exactly. Odds and ends is
it true?
Giselle Bundchen is pregnant again. Looks like Tommy Touchdown has put one between the uprights again. That phone hacking scandal in England has apparently turned up hours and hours of secretly recorded phone conversations of Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie.
Hmm.
Well, I wonder what those phone conversations
I'd like to hear a little of that.
Yeah, I would too. Los Angeles Dodger Matt Kemp was asked what's the worst thing that happened to him since moving to Los Angeles. He said it was meeting Rihanna. Well, when they dated, his batting average went down 50 points. Hey, the Cardinals beat the Dodgers again today.
Yeah,
that's right.
Hold on a second. I need a drink for that.
Read it and weep.
And finally.
For our wine enthusiasts in the audience, what are we drinking today?
We're drinking a 2007 cab from Coppola.
Now, is there such a thing? I don't know anything about wine. Is there such a thing as can you drink like a 2011 wine? Or is all wine two, three years old?
I've seen.
But everything's got to be at least 2 years old.
I would think so.
Do people drink like 95? Like, this is a 95?
I think so.
I'd like to get like a 74.
Mm.
Well, seriously, I think there's some wine you can drink 50 years later.
Yeah.
Okay.
Name the name of the celebrity who was teased and beat up as a kid in school. Will Smith, Sandra Bullock, or Steven Tyler?
Tina.
I'll go with Tyler.
Steven Tyler.
Will Smith.
I'm going to go Will Smith because of those ears.
The answer is all three.
See, we don't like that.
Will Smith was teased because of his big ears. Steven Tyler, because of his big lips. Sandra Bullock says she was a loudmouth nerd. She got teased and beat up, too.
Yeah.
You have to get the answer right.
We don't like these.
You don't like it.
We don't like it. We don't like it.
Up,
we don't like it.
We don't like it. Right.
Bye.
Bye, Kevin. See you.
We don't like it. I got the last word in.
Sandra Bullock was a cheerleader. How much of a nerd is that?
Well, you could be nerdy and still be a cheerleader, I think. You could be. Not with the popular girls.
Yeah, that's why they pick on you, because you're a cheerleader and they're not. There's always a reason to pick on people, I think. The bullies and the mean kids will find one, even if there's not. That was Mike Evans, brought to you by Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home, ThompsonPrice.com. Don't go away. We'll come back and say an official goodbye on the Big 550.
With your Golden Oak Lending traffic, here's Frank Ladd. Frank?
I want to thank the KTRS listener who called in this accident. It's northbound on 270, just north of Olive. That one is in the left lane. It has you backed up to Ladue now, northbound on 270. Got a crash reported now, eastbound 44, just past Jamison, blocking the two right lanes. It has you backed up to near the River to Pear. Still heavy this afternoon, southbound on 270, from about Highway 40 down to Doherty Ferry. That is starting to thin out, though. Westbound on 5570, still heavy, headed into downtown St. Louis. Westbound Highway 70, a couple heavy pockets near Cave Springs. Then again between 370 and Highway 79. 40 westbound, slow, headed out of the city as you make your way past Forest Park. From the Science Center to McCausland, then again between Ballas and Maryville Center Drive. And a couple pockets approaching the Boone Bridge. Also have a heavy pocket near westbound 40 near Wing Haven this afternoon. Northbound on 270, still a little off the pace now between McDonald and 170. This update is brought to you by Applebee's. Whatever happened to lunch? Fortunately, there's a place where lunch still lives, so reclaim your lunch at Applebee's. Their pick and pair menu offers 75 different combinations of soup, salad, sandwiches, and pastas, starting at just $6.99. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Frank Ladd on the Big 550, KTRS.
In national news, the New York Mint is releasing to the public a limited number of silver $100 unions. At the end of this broadcast, we'll provide a toll-free number you can call to receive free information and a free DVD. Sketches of the proof were recently discovered deep in the vaults of the Smithsonian. The $100 union was proposed by George T. Morgan, who also designed the Morgan Silver Dollar. It was to be the largest coin ever in size and denomination. And now, in a startling announcement, the New York Mint plans to release a limited quantity of 1 ounce silver $100 unions to the public. These hefty silver $100 unions are available on a first-come, first-served basis by calling 1-800-220-1174. Please dial carefully. Call now to receive the free collector's DVD featuring gold and silver coins and the full story of the Morgan Silver Union. Call 1-800-220-1174. That's 1-800-220-1174. 1-800-220-1174.
The savings are heating up at West County Nissan. Discounts up to $12,000 off new Nissans this month only. Or get 0% financing now on Altimas, Maximas, Armadas, Rogues, Muranos, and more. Go to westcountynissan.com and receive a real quote in just minutes. And get huge discounts on new Nissans this month only at West County Nissan. Located just 1 mile west of Highway 141 on Manchester Road in Baldwin. Discounts include all incentives and rebates, 0% in lieu of customer cash.
Okay, I hope to run into some of you at Pistols Plus this weekend in Osage Beach, as I usually do when I'm there on the weekends. Other than that, have a great weekend, everybody. On assignment tomorrow.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your past said. Boy, you've got a friend in me. Yeah, you've got a friend in me.
This is the end, my only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending, that's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree? Get out of here.
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You do get lost now here.
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, Dean.
All right, Dean. Goodbye, Dean.
Bye, y'all.
The Big 550, KTRS, St. Louis.